What happened?
Oh. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy. I forgot what I was supposed to say.
The Biden.
I forgot. I got to look at my cue cards, guys.
All right, can we get his handlers in here?
I got to look at my cue cards. I'm sorry.
I'm surprised you didn't get distracted by the lawnmower sitting next to the tricycle by the...
The cooler?
Oh, by the cooler. hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Hi, Saul.
Hey, guys. Let's get right into this. Social media censorship is ramping up, and Trump has announced he's going to fight back. He's filing a class action lawsuit against the tech giants, the three of them. It's about to go down. I'm here for it. Also, football is gay.
Everything is gay.
That's an excerpt from the NFL's latest ad campaign that has left many wondering if it was written by a grade school bully. A new COVID variant coming from Canada. No, it's not the Delta variant. They're calling it the C variant. I'm going to say C stands for communism. Because never in the history of the world have people been so willing and inviting towards totalitarianism. Stick around and find out how. All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
TSalty.com
Lambda.
Welcome.
Omega Moon.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. We took a week off. It was the 4th of July weekend, so we decided to take a little break, and I know some of us went some places. Some of us did some things.
some people did someplace somewhere.
What did you guys do? What did you guys do, Heidi? How was Mexico?
We flew our racist American flag all over the place.
Jesus.
That's what we did.
What? No.
The American flag is racist.
We went down to Mexico for our 21st birthday. It was nice for a few days. Oh, Jeremy probably doesn't.
Wait,
Connor's 21st.
Oh, Connor's. Oh, that's right. He had been planning that for a while. How'd it go? How was it?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys
go? It was nice.
It was hot.
Wednesday, we went to breakfast Wednesday, and then we went to that same place that we all went to a couple years ago with all the little shops and that market, whatever, fish market. And walked through all those little shops so the girls could see it. But so it was actually kind of cute because when we got across the border, we put the girls in the car with us. They were riding with Connor in his car. And I'm like, let's just to be on the safe side, make sure they're with mom and dad and whatever. So with birth certificates is what I was thinking. Yeah. And so we put them in the truck with us. And then my girlfriend, Samantha, got in the car with Connor. And we get across the border. And we had to pull over and wait because they did pull Connor over with a couple other vehicles to do a quick search. But let us on. All right. So we're driving through that one first little town. What is that? Sonora?
Sonora?
Sonora? I think. Anyways, we go through the first little town. Yeah. We go through that first little town and the girls are looking and watching everything out the window. And one of them, I don't know which one it was, says, "Mommy, when do we get to the really nice part of Mexico?"
Oh,
and I was like, baby, this is it.
Let me ask you a question for you because obviously, you know, we are spoiled here in America. We are. I mean, even, you know, in some of the poorest places don't compare to certain parts of the world. And I know, you know, I mean, we went to Mexico and I remember, for the listener, this is actually a really good story. So we had gotten, Airbnb out there, and it was me, Tim, and a few friends of us.
Compound.
And
then you guys,
the compound.
Yes. Let me get to that. So I think I was one of the last ones to arrive. And, you know, I'm looking on my GPS and, you know, for anybody who's been out to Mexico, especially in, you know, in the border towns, you know, it's dirt road, you know, once you're in, you know, the city or whatever, even in the, you know, the tourist areas, you know, you're just going to get a lot of dirt road. So we get an Airbnb and I'm thinking, oh, you know, we got a good deal. You know, there are these many rooms and yada, yada, yada. Well, I get to GPS, right? I'm like, driving in this dirt road. And then the GPS says, "You're here." And I don't see anything. All I see is freaking walls, barbed wire, and then
buildings missing windows.
Jeremy, where are you guys? Or like, "You're right here. I see you. Come over." And who was it? Was it you, Jeremy? And then like, they're all waving.
I think it was Tim. I think we're talking.
And it's
Tim.
Like a freaking, what was it? Like an iron door or whatever, you know?
Yeah, big iron door.
It was a compound, basically. Jesus. You know, Probably
barbed wire
15,
along the top.
16 foot tall Easily. Wall yeah. with barbed wire all around it. Yeah. Yeah, it's a solid wall, right? It's painted like gray. Yeah.
So just to let everybody know, so in Mexico, they build walls to keep people out off their property.
Whoa, how's
so
that
walls are racist.
The concept.
Okay? Walls are prejudice. Even down there, they build fucking walls to make sure nobody comes onto their property.
It was actually a pretty good squat, right? Despite, you know, because it was like right in the middle of the whole thing. You walk out and you're there. You're like, you know, because some people will go stay at a hotel and then, you know, they'll do a little driving to get into Mexico, into the where, you know, where people are, that fish market and all that. We were at walking distance from all that shit. And I liked it. I was like, OK, this is actually a pretty good idea. But getting there was was interesting. And I was a little scared. I'm like,
I remember before we went, Tim, we were at work and Tim, she's like, I got the Airbnb. I'm like, oh, well, send me the address. And we looked it up on Google Maps or whatever. And the address, we pull it up and it was like this burnt down tire shop.
Dirt lot.
I'm like, wait, we're staying here?
I'm like, there's a house in there somewhere. I'm like, yeah, it's in there somewhere. I don't know where it is, but it's in there. And we're going.
Yeah. And I remember even some of our coworkers walked by and they're like, what are you looking at? I'm like,
our Timmy, Airbnb.
Timmy reserved this as an Airbnb. Well, no. And they're like, oh, so, hell no.
I know why Tim did that. Well, because we had just done our, you know, East Coast and our Midwest trips. And we had been doing Airbnb everywhere we went, you know, where we could. And so, you know, Airbnb turned out to be actually a pretty good, you know, if you haven't used Airbnb, I like Airbnb, you know, if you can do it, do it. And I guess Tim assumed that Mexico was going to be the same. It wasn't bad, right? It was actually a good deal.
No, I don't think it was that bad.
It was a really nice house.
You would eat those words after where we stayed this time.
Of course.
But. Yeah.
The place we stayed was.
But the nice thing about the compound is once you pulled into the compound and the gate closed behind you, you had no worries about, you know, stuff disappearing or anything like that, right? Yeah. You're like, all right, well, we're locked. This is as safe as it's going to get.
All that was missing was the people where, you know, strapped.
The guards with the machine guns.
The guards with the, with the AK-47.
Cartel standing at the front gate.
El Chapo could have been living.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you pull in, like, you're expecting El Chapo to come out with a big ass cigar, sunglasses on. And then just whack somebody.
Well, talking about El Chapo and corruption in government. Did you guys hear about this? Tim sent me this 135,000 vote correction out in guess what city? The mecca of liberalism, New York City, has a primary, and you know, it didn't go their way, and so they're like, "Oh, folks, hold on, stop everything." 135,000 votes. Oops. It was just for testing and we forgot to remove it. Now, okay, folks, look, when this story broke, I'm thinking, okay, let's think about this, because this is one little fucking, I mean, it's not a small city, but it is just one city. And we're being told that we had the most secure election, and yet New York City, one of the oldest, maybe the oldest city in the United States, can't get it fucking right for a freaking primary. It's their own goddamn party. This is crazy. Now, again, this goes to what we already know, that Democrats have been cheating in major cities across America for the past few decades. And these audits, Pennsylvania just agreed that they're going to do an audit. Boom.
All right. News.
Yes. So all I want to say is this, if this can happen in one city, in one state, how can Democrats explain the most secure election in history for Senile Joe with his 80 million voters? Fuck out of here. Right. And this is, again, the same goddamn party who wants to nationalize elections, folks. They want to nationalize elections, meaning that the federal government controls this shit. We cannot allow that. They can't even get it right in one city.
One of the interesting things is this whole thing happened, right? So what they do is New York, like they tallied it up, right? And it was so close that it turned into, they do a ranking system, you know, 1, 2, 3. It's like, you know, No Child Left Behind type shit, right? So Eric Adams, he was in the lead. I believe it is Eric Adams. He was in the lead, right? He was behind who they really wanted. I mean, he was in front of who they really wanted. And then the next day, all of a sudden, they're like, oh yeah, you know, more votes. Yeah. And he's like, wait a minute. He's like, there's a discrepancy. He's like, where the hell did this 135,000 votes come from. They're like, oh, well, you know, we're still counting absentee. But, and he's like, no, 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 no. I want to see the proof. Now, this is the same guy that when Trump said it in November, he's like, nope, that's an attack on democracy. You cannot challenge that. They get it right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, oh, and then like, oh, wait, we looked into it. We found a discrepancy of 135,000 test ballots that were mistakenly ran through. So right then and there, the whole concept, because now every single one of those candidates wanted to, they started a lawsuit against the New York City Board of Elections. And I'm like, wait a minute. For the last 4 or 5 months, all we've been hearing is challenging an election is a threat against democracy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But only
If you're a Republican.
You're a Democrat, you're allowed because the system only screws Democrats, not Republicans.
Oh, now it all makes sense.
So, and I'm looking at this, and then I start thinking, I'm like, huh, back in May, you've heard Trump from May all the way through going after, like, look what they did to Carolyn Maloney's race in New York. Carolyn Maloney, she got screwed by the same bullshit, apparently. But they didn't want to look into it because of COVID.
Even Kamala has been screwed over by her own goddamn party. And she even went to a hearing where she, this is what, three years ago, where she was saying, folks, this can easily be manipulated. Go and search for it on YouTube, folks. Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, saying that elections can be circumvented and things, you know, can go not as how they plan. Well, along those lines, Tim brought it up, you know, that social media was going to the point of saying, you challenge the election, you challenge coronavirus, you challenge vaccines, you are going to be censored. Okay. And that was used as a weapon against conservatives to the point where the FBI, the NSA, and all these, agencies, three-letter agencies that are there for, you know, the protection of citizens, injustice, right? To spy on our enemies, et cetera, et cetera. No, no, no. They have turned their vision towards the American people. And I'm gonna lay the groundwork here, because what we're gonna present right now, first it's social media censorship, and then it is the left's control and how conservatives are now fighting back. So if you guys remember a couple weeks ago, we told you guys about the story about Tucker Carlson, where he reported that, you know, he had received evidence from an informant that the NSA was spying on him. Right. And by the way, keep saying a prayer for Tucker, because I don't know how long this guy's going to, he's going to be suicided, dude, because he continually every single night is going after the NSA, the FBI, dude, the intelligence agencies, and they're not liking it. Another one, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Fucking balls, dude. I love these new Republicans. So let me lay the groundwork. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene. I love this woman, dude. Oh my God. When was the last time we saw a woman like this, you know, with these sets of balls? And let me show you the video first, because this is freaking, I love it. I love
actually,
watching it.
The other, her counterpart, the other member of the conservative squad, Laura Boebert.
Boebert,
yes. I think I said her name right.
Yeah, Lauren. But
she, oh man, she's got a set of balls too.
She's hot.
I know, that's why are you guys staring at their balls?
She's got more balls than anybody in fucking Congress, that's for sure.
Doesn't seem to be very difficult to do.
Anyway.
Sorry, guys. My phones are going crazy. Apparently, Amber Alert. Okay. So let me show you Marjorie Taylor.
Who'd you steal?
Green. Stop it. Stop it.
Can you guys see his name?
Yep.
All right. So she tweets this out. Okay. So I'm just going to read the tweet here. Now, this again was when Tucker Carlson comes out, it says, you know, about this whole, you know, the NSA spying on me. So she sends out a tweet? Is this a tweet or text?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's a, she tweeted out her text. Yeah. So this is her text to Tucker. She says, hi, Tucker, reaching out to the NSA to tell them that it's illegal to spy on American citizens. So I thought the quickest route would be texting you. My colleagues and I met about this today. We won't let them get away with this. Thank you for being courageous to tell the truth to the American people on your show about the NSA and the FBI. Now, she says the NSA and the FBI are on notice, dude. This is fucking balls. Now, this is something, it's a gray area that the intelligence agencies have been able to get away with. because it is against the law to spy on American citizens, right? We all know this. These agencies can't do that. They can only spy on foreign intelligence, right? During the, I know what you're going to bring up, Tim. You're going to bring up the Patriot Act and all that bullshit. But let me finish my
Once
point.
Once you're done,
So you know. But the way that they've been getting around this is if any contact with any foreign leader, right? And some of these people are politicians. Tucker Carlson can interview somebody. He interviews a foreign leader. Now they're able to tap all his phones and all his communication just because they say, oh, and we are listening into the conversation. No, you guys are pulling information, everything that you can. And now you're using it as a weapon against conservatives. And we know this because, again, folks, there are political prisoners right now in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. being held. They have been held there since January 6th and some of them even before that, shortly after that. So here's the deal. We need to speak the truth and we have to lose the fear, like we've all said on this show. And we were just talking about it before we went on. Because we will all be led to the slaughter if we don't stand up against this and call this what it is.
Everybody, you know, whenever the NSA, when they intercept communications, you know, which happens every day. When anybody reaches out to any foreign, they get it, they look, and they right away they go, oh, it's a journalist. Boom, they let it go because journalists allowed. The main issue here was that they unmasked him. That was the main concern. That is where the spying comes in, because they're like, why did you unmask his name and then send out, you know, his communications to news outlets? Why did you leak it? That is the part that's in, you know, that's the part that he was like, dude, this is where the problem is, because they get it happens all the time, right? Because that's their job, you know. But once they know, like, oh, it's a journalist, like they determine it's a journalist, okay, move on, you know. And they just make sure, but they don't unmask anything.
Right.
They unmasked him and then leaked his email to the news agencies. And that's where that is the spying on Americans, because you're not supposed to unmask American citizens.
The NSA realized right away that they had caused an issue here, because the outcry was so great. There was a lot of people who, like, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's now saying, hey, we're going to hold hearings on this and we're going to drag these people and have them testify. Well, the NSA on their Twitter page, they decide that they're, Tucker's allegations, they're going to deny it, by tweeting that, hey, we don't target American citizens without court orders. So let me show you this tweet that they put out there. And so they give an explanation. FYI, folks, we don't do this. Now, something interesting that a lot of people pointed out about this tweet, and I don't know if you guys can see this. It's pretty small, but you know, they basically explain, hey, Tucker, again, this is the national, NSA stands for National, Jesus Christ.
National Security Agency. It's right there in front of you.
National Security Agency tweets out that, you know, I'm losing it, folks. I'm happy to bite it. I'm going to show you some biting videos. They tweet out this information, right? And they're basically talking directly to Tucker Carlson, right? They're upset that Tucker Carlson said this, and now they're trying to do basically cleanup here, and they're saying, oh shit. So they tweet out and say, look, Tucker Carlson alleged the National Security Agency has been monitoring our elected communications and is planning to lead them to an attempt to, you know, take the show off the air. This is what they tweet. And then they come out explaining, hey, we can't do that. We don't target American citizens, blah, 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 blah. Now, something interesting that you're going to find out about this tweet is that they disabled comments.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, this is a government body that doesn't like scrutiny by the American people who pay them. We pay the NSA, folks. They don't work for themselves. They work for us. They don't work for the president. They work for the American people. Okay. Why is the NSA afraid of the scrutiny of the American people? And I'll tell you why. It's for the same goddamn reason, because they know that these ideas aren't popular. If the American people were able to voice their opinions, and Twitter wouldn't censor this, and NSA wouldn't disable their comments on their fucking own tweet, you would see here that there would be an outcry against the NSA for what they did. Okay? And so I don't like this. This is not transparency. This is fake what is that? AstroTurf is what I call this. They're trying to paint a narrative that, oh, see, look, we cleaned it up. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing. And nobody can comment on their fucking tweet. Why? What are they hiding? What are they afraid of?
Got caught.
They did. They got caught. So, you know, and there's a coordinated effort by intelligence agencies, politicians, some people in power, the social media giants against conservatism. Okay. And the only man, even to this day, who continues to fight this shit is Donald Trump, right? He is like, even to this day, you know, you still have Jim Acosta chasing him, following him around because Trump goes to the border, right? Trump went to the border and to bring attention. And Jim Acosta decides to ask him a question, right? Because he is, you know, he's an investigative journalist and he wants to get to the bottom of the January 6th insurrection. So he decides to ask Trump, challenge Trump at the border because Trump is at the border. And he says, do you want to apologize for the January 6th? And the crowd just booed him out of there. Let me show you this video. This is, I love this video, but watch this. Hey. Jim Acosta. What a moron.
He's such a cuck.
Mr. Trump, will you apologize about January 6th?
Here he is by himself. This needs to happen more. They need to be followed. They need to be booed. I'm done, dude. I'm done. I'm not talking about hurting them. No, this is not what we're saying. You know, three-letter agencies that are listening in. I'm not asking for these people to be hurt, but you got to challenge them. You got to challenge them. Tim, where are you?
Hey,
what?
I saw nothing. I saw.
I'm drinking my water.
He's chilling. He's just relaxing.
I thought you raised your head. I'm like, no, but I'm saying, you know, that's not what we're trying to do on the show. All I'm saying is that these people need to be challenged for the fucking lies that they're spreading because it is lies. And I'm going to show you video after video today of what happened throughout this whole week. Cities are burning, folks. Cities are burning, but you don't know this. All you know about is COVID because the media is still obsessed with COVID, the new variant, Delta, blah, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. America, cities are burning, folks. BLM and Antifa and all these people, they haven't stopped. They haven't stopped. And you don't know this because the news media is lying to you, right? Now, I love what happened here. This needs to happen more. You know, if they didn't give a shit, if right now, today, they don't give a shit about cities burning, right? And they didn't give a shit when the cities burned throughout all last summer, right? All they were concerned about is white supremacy is the new, that's
biggest threat to America.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? And yet, they ignore what the fuck is happening. Yeah, what were you going to say, Tim?
So, before we get into the cities, one of the other major things that has happened this week, that got announced again. Nobody's talking about it except for, you know, conservative news outlets because we see the writing on the wall. So all through 2020, you know, you kept hearing, Trump's, you know, brown shirts and this, that, and his fucking stormtrooper, whatever the fuck they were calling them, you know, when they were guarding the federal building over the summer, right? In Portland. So after January 6th, they all voted, you know, on party lines to extend the Capitol Police budget to like an extra $2 billion. Okay, whatever, you know, for extra training.
You're talking about the Congress?
Yeah, the Capitol Police. Capitol Police, that police is the Capitol, okay? That police is the Capitol. You know what happened this week? You know what they announced? Fucking Nancy Pelosi. Oh, we're going to extend the Capitol Police offices into certain cities because we need to investigate threats on Congress people. So now the Capitol Police Force is getting satellite offices now in other cities. You know what that is, right? That is federal police officers now in cities. You're federalizing the police, okay? Uh-huh. To go after people that were part of what they deemed as the 1-6. So going after conservatives again, now with Capitol Police in the name of this January 6th insurrection.
So I guess I'm confused. How does Congress
we want
get away with voting about the Capitol Police?
Because
is
the Capitol
really
Police
their role?
Yeah, because the Capitol Police is guarding the Capitol. So Congress gives, you know, approves the money for their agency.
And that doesn't have to go through the executive branch to get approved?
No.
Not that Biden wouldn't have signed anyways because someone whispered in his ear, sign this.
Because it's not a bill. It's not a bill.
Right. I guess I'm confused as to how that works, that there's no other entities in Washington, D.C. to manage
my knowledge,
that?
No.
It's the funding.
And even if they did, it might have went to Biden, but it never went to the Senate. But anyway, they are now extending the Capitol Police into cities. Okay, outside of Washington, D.C.
That's going to be challenged.
But they
have no jurisdiction.
Now, if they deem, federal property, Capitol Police, now we're going to start grandfathering things in. This is dangerous. We've seen this happen once before. And
that's
what
they want.
And
look,
it's starting.
If you think about what they're doing,
the fuck up.
Because what's her name? Mayor Beetlejuice in freaking Chicago. This fucking thing. If you remember,
communist. Call her what it is. She's a communist.
Last year, she refused Trump's help, right? Trump said, hey, you know, we can send in the National Guard and clean up that city because you've lost control. And she says, I don't want none of Trump's, police or whatever. And she refused it because she felt that it was, you know, a move against her authority or whatever the fuck. And now, Biden's in office. Oh, yeah, we need help. We've lost control of our city. And they have lost control. Democrats have. But it's intentional because along the lines of what Tim just said, they want to federalize the police, folks. And this is just a step towards that. Every single fucking Democrat city is going to be asking for the federal government's help in order. And that's how slowly they accustom the population to this idea that now you're going to see troops and then people are going to get it. It's going to be normalized. COVID is going to be normalized and it's just going to be part of, every election cycle, we just have to wear masks and vote by mail. But it's planned. Let me show you something that happened in Canada. And Canada is a great example of a country that doesn't have the Bill of Rights, doesn't have the Second Amendment specifically, because Canada is lost right now, folks. They're lost. You think we have it bad here? I want you to watch this video and explain to me how the fuck this makes sense. And this should scare everybody because it's coming here. We are importing this. Leftists are importing this bullshit. It's a police officer going to a home. What's going on?
Why are you here?
So, like I told you, okay, we just posted something on Facebook and I just want to see, should I have any concern about what you post on Facebook?
You should have no.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard it, but I'm going to say what he said. So, that guy asked the police officer who's at his doorstep, he's like, why are you here? He's like, I'm here in regards to something that you posted on Facebook.
Oh wow!
Okay, so I'm gonna keep playing this so that this is in Canada. I'm gonna keep playing this so you can hear the exchange. This is what was that Minority Report? This is the Thought Police.
Concerned of what I post on Facebook. This is a free country.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's right.
To talk to you. I'm not gonna be here today. I'm just here to talk to you.
So. I don't understand why you're here for anything that's posted on Facebook. Why don't you go talk to Mark Zuckerberg? Go talk to Mark Zuckerberg. You got a problem with something on Facebook. This is ridiculous.
I just want to talk to you for a sec.
I don't want to talk or even entertain this. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Go find a crime, you guys. Go do something.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, again.
Wow.
I'm just doing my job, guys. I'm just doing my job. To the point of Canada, they invited this shit in. But not only do they not have the Second Amendment, they are losing their First Amendment right of freedom of religion. They've been going around Canada burning down Catholic churches, okay? And you know what Justin Trudeau says? Well, we know that it's wrong and it's got to stop, but we can understand why they're doing it. This is what the Prime Minister
what a piece of shit.
Of Canada said about them burning down churches. Then this week because, you know, we got to be copycats. Some fucking asshole in California, in L.A., in Boyle Heights, he got caught. They had the chopper on him, but he was trying to set the fucking church over there on fire. I think he did, but they got it out in time. But they got him on camera hopping from building to building because he got caught trying to burn down the fucking church in Boyle Heights. Okay? Yeah. This is where we're at, guys.
So
I distinctly remember somebody saying this was going to happen, but no more mean tweets.
I look at that. I look at the video of that police officer, and, you know, again, we're a show. We are, you know, back the blue. But I have no respect for a law enforcement officer that does that, that enforces. This is stupidity, and he should know that, right? This is the fact. My first question, you're a police officer, and somebody posts something on Facebook. And my question is, was there a law that was broken?
Well, yeah. So I guess if you have to think about that, obviously that police officer wasn't on Facebook. Well, I'm assuming he wasn't on Facebook and saw this particular person's post and decided that he was going to personally go do that, right? Somebody had to have called the police officer, the police station, right? Put in a complaint or whatever. The person who took that complaint should have written it down on a piece of paper, crumpled it up and threw it away and hung up on the person complaining.
So I'll tell you what. No, this is what's happening, Jeremy. Because Facebook is encouraging this. Facebook, yes, let me tell you what they did.
Listen to this.
They sent notifications. You can log in if you don't have Facebook. Me, we don't have Facebook, but I was seeing this all over TikTok. People, when they would log in, they would get a prompt and they would say, do you know somebody who is an extremist? Please report them. Who do you think that Facebook means? You have somebody who you're concerned about that they're becoming an extremist. Who do you think they're talking about?
AOC?
No. And so what happens
Ilhan
is
Ilhan Omar.
See, now we laugh about this, and but this is goddamn serious because this is scary, dude. The Facebook, how much power it wields, that, and I believe that that's what happened. I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty sure somebody saw that and said reported this guy because they felt, oh, this is somebody who could go crazy. Oh, he likes Trump. Oh, there we go. He wore a MAGA hat. Oh, white supremacist. Yeah, we got to report him. And this is what's happening. The left pits Americans against each other. This is what they're doing again. This is how they're able to gain power. Now, again, the only man standing against this insanity, one of the few, is Trump. Now, before I talk about what he's doing, one good news that happened, I don't know if we talked about this last week, but the Manhattan DA decided to, drop the charges against, because they remember how they were going to charge him, and all of a sudden everything was dropped. I wonder why, right? They couldn't find anything on him. This guy was president for 4 years, and he was investigated by everybody. And it was all just nonsense just to give him a bad name, but the damage was done. Because everybody said, see, he's being investigated here. He's being investigated there. Being investigated doesn't mean you're guilty, folks. It doesn't. All right. We live in a country that, thank God, you're innocent until proven guilty. Not to the media, though. As long as the media is you're being investigated. Yeah. You're being investigated for this. You're being investigated for that. And that they use that as a weapon. Because Trump says, okay, but there's nothing there. And there was nothing there. And the DA in Manhattan proved it, because the charges or whatever they wanted to charge him on has been dropped. So what does Trump do?
What were they looking to charge him on?
Oh, they were going to try to get the Trump. Organization. First, they were looking at his personal tax returns and probably found nothing. So then they decided, well, we're criminally investigating the Trump organization. And then what happened was they basically got the CFO, who's been working there for like fucking 40 years, on some bullshit that, like, oh, corporate perks.
This is what the tax issue was, and I'm going to butcher this, but the gist of it was this: that supposedly the Trump organization was playing with the numbers so that they could give their employees, and not the top echelons of the company, their employees a bigger, more of a bonus. Now. Any
cheating sons of bitches.
Yeah. So what a lot of attorneys were saying is, look, a lot of companies will do this, but no DA is going to go after a company because they want to put more money in the pockets of its employee. Oh, except Trump. Oh, no, no. We have to. And so that's why it was a nothing burger. It was nothing. You know what I mean? Like, he was trying to do good for the employees, and they would have been looked even more bad if they went forward with it. So what does Trump do? Trump doesn't, again, you know, he does the counterpunch. Okay. As soon as, you know, the DA drops it, what does Trump do? He says, well, guess what, guys? I'm about to, you know, sue the big three, Facebook, Google, and Twitter. And he named the CEOs by name, Zuckerberg, whatever the fuck. What Dorsey. Was this? Jack Dorsey. And what was the Google's? I forget his name.
I can never say his fucking name.
A class action that lawsuit. Guy. And so he's going to be representing a lot of Republicans, because, folks, you got to ask yourself, how many Republicans have been banned from the social media platforms? How many have suffered financial loss because of it? Okay. They can claim that. How many's names have been dragged, you know, through the dirt? Because that's what Facebook said. Facebook says, oh, this person is an extremist, therefore we're gonna block it. Meanwhile, the Ayatollah and all these fucking terrorists have Twitter accounts, they have Facebook accounts, and they post shit about killing Jews. Okay. And this is Facebook says, oh, well, Trump is too extreme. Fuck you. And Trump said a big fuck you to them. And dude, this guy, he's going to win. But you know what? Like we've said, Facebook doesn't care, because they doubled down. Like we said, they're now encouraging all their followers to report their friends, you know, if they show any signs of extremism. This will not end well.
You know what happens?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and you know what happens? They've been, all these companies, I know people say it's because they've been infiltrated, right? They have so many people on this side. You have people that you have Fauci's fucking daughter or something like that. She's like a senior software engineer at Twitter. Okay. No wonder why COVID's being banned. You have all these people of prominent politicians in these major places, right? That have good positions. So when they go to Zuck or Dorsey or any of them, they got them. They got a bunch of balls. Oh, you want to
know
why
they did that, Tim?
China basically says, oh, you can come, but you have to play by our rules. So if you want to do business, you have to embrace the Chinese, our culture, the way
right
we
now,
do things. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it right now.
There's a marriage between government and these big tech companies. Everybody knows this. They go from bed to bed. And what happens is that the tech companies, they've hired a lot of former federal employees. Mm-hmm. And the reason they hire them is because obviously these federal employees, former federal employees, still have connection with, you know, some of the government agencies. You know, they still have contacts, mm-hmm. and they feel that they can get better deals. What kind of deals? Government contracts. What kind of government contracts? Military government contracts. There's a lot of fucking money to be made. And guess what? The tech giants, they have a purpose when they do this shit. They, like Tim says, they have infiltrated our government, folks. And look, thus far, these tech giants, they've enjoyed, you know, protection through Section 230, right? Which has allowed them to skate by without much scrutiny. They have immunity from any legal ramifications for posts done by individuals on their platform. Why? When we've talked about this before, you know, it's the difference between being a provider and a, you know, a content provider and a, what is it? Jesus Christ.
Publisher.
Publisher. Oh my God. Okay. But
dude,
so I know this is what I want to say is this, but look, my thing is they're doing this shit and they've had this protection. And I believe that the Trump lawsuit will force them to show their cards. Okay. They're going to come out eventually and they're going to plead, well, we are not, you know, we're not publishers. We just provide content. And then Trump's going to say, then why do you enforce these things? You are either a publisher or you're a content provider. Right. If you're a publisher, you need to be in control of the nonsense that goes on your platform. And guess what? They cannot manage that. You cannot manage. You're going to need one person for each individual who publishes on Facebook. They cannot manage it. Right. They understood that. But they only want to manage the things that they don't agree with. And so they've enjoyed the protection of 230. But it's going to come to an end. And Trump has been trying to fight this. And I think it's a brilliant move. And it's a good thing.
it's interesting, even down to as you talk about this on the War Room, Steve Bannon's War Room, they had like one of the prominent fact checking CEO from one of the prominent fact checking companies on. And they went in on him. They had receipts. So this guy is in bed with China as well. So they were like, hey, number one, will you on this show commit to stop doing business with China? He's like, no. He's like, they're not doing anything wrong. And I, you know, it's capitalism. He's like, I'm not a communist. So then they, Posobiec, he was on there as well. And he's like, oh, so when I claimed, when you fact checked me and said that Joe Biden never had something about any knowing of his son's business deals or something like that. Mm. It's like, you fact checked me and said that I was wrong, that he never said that. So they played the clip with him on there that Biden's own words said, I have no idea of my son's business dealings. And the guys doubled down and said, he didn't say that. He's like, we just played you the clip. And he's like, so, you know, he's like, you know what? He's like, just send me the link and we'll go back. He's like, it's the damage has been done. He's like, you can take anything, but he's like, you guys are not, you guys are biased. You guys are not fact checking correctly. This is basically, and dude, the guy was having a meltdown, but they went in on him. And let me tell you something. There's certain conservatives. Yes. People could say they're fucking MI6 or fucking whatever, SysOps agents, like everything, like they keep saying people are crazy, but they're doing actual good work, regardless of if they have a slant towards it. They're the only ones calling these people out right now. So that counts for something for me, because nobody else has got the balls to put this guy on and go after him. Not CNN, right. Not Fox, not OA. These guys that are considered all crazy right-wing conspiracy theorists, they're the only ones asking the tough questions doing journalism. And as much as they try to discredit them, they're right 98% of the time. Because I've seen shit that they've tweeted out, especially Jack, where he's like 2 weeks ahead of everybody. He's like, oh, sources say this is going to happen. Then all of a sudden, boom, he's like, I told you guys. He's like, I'm not lying. He's like, I have sources on the inside that basically even said that with the Biden-Harris administration, how they really are pinning each other against each other. Like, they are trying to destroy Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris has caught wind of this. And now she's like, you know, trying to do things where... You know, even down to when last week when Biden fucking bumbled about Surfside, she literally made sure the cameras were on him when she goes up to him and says, hey, you need to say something about Surfside. He's like, huh? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And he pulls out his cards and start reading. She's purposely doing things to put him on blast in front of everybody because she's going to go after him. She's going to turn around and say he's not mentally sane.
She hated him. She called him a racist.
Yeah,
you remember the debate? She hated him, and then and he only chose her because, you know, it was going to be for political gain, because you know
Joe and the hoe.
Exactly. Well, and so a lot. I heard the same thing that you said, Tim, and what they're also saying was that, you know, the Biden team, you know, gave her the whole border issue just to keep her busy. And, you know, make her look like she's essentially a failure, in which she has been, right? Anyway, so let's go back to this whole, you know, narrative of the intelligence agencies ignoring the real dangers and focusing on, again, folks, January 6th, there's 500, I don't know how many prisoners they're holding still to this day, folks. This is wrong. This is political. They're political prisoners. And the news is not talking about this. This is wrong. And so the FBI, the NSA, all these intelligence agencies, the CIA, they're using their power to intimidate conservatives. Meanwhile, liberal cities have become big time failures. And we just talked about Chicago. I want you to hear the sounds of, this was from last weekend in Chicago. Listen to these sounds, and this is so bad that this is happening in an American city. They called it Chirac, you know, a blend of Chicago and Iraq.
Oh, Chirac. Yeah, I was going to say Chirac.
Chirac.
Chirac. There you go. Chirac. There you go. I'm sorry. Listen to that.
Those are gunshots. You could barely hear it.
Yeah, you could barely hear it. But is that... Well, hold on. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure some of it is gunfire. But how do you know that that's not fireworks?
It is 4th of July.
The shit's available everywhere.
Sorry, let me rephrase this. This was 2 weeks ago. This wasn't the 4th of July weekend. This is 2 weeks ago.
And see, that just blows my mind. Why would you waste bullets like that? They're expensive. It's cheaper to buy a gun than it is to buy a bullet for it.
Yeah, we couldn't hear anything out of that. That came in all messed up.
Oh, sorry. Okay, well, it is. It's gunshots, and it's just nonstop.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just Chicago, and this is the result of defund the police bullshit. I'm going to show you more, folks. There's more. All right, let me play all these, and then we're going to talk about the leftist utopia. Okay, so this video, let me explain it. A police officer shows up to a house. There's violence, and whatever. A man has a gun who is abusing, I'm assuming, his wife and with her kid. And I want you to watch this video, folks. The police officer does not intervene here. Instead, what he does is he runs away. I'm going to let you watch this shit. This is angering.
Hey, my man, do not do that, my man. Christopher,
you gonna shoot me? Yeah, dude. That's pathetic. This is pathetic, folks.
Yeah.
Again, for the listener, it's a police officer fleeing away from a criminal who has his gun pointed at a woman. And I feel like that police officer, things are going through his head. And he's thinking, if I shoot this guy, I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to get the death sentence. The same thing that happened to Derek Chauvin is going to happen to me. This is what we've created. When we say one race is incapable of racism or any type of evil, and even if there is evil, no white cop should do anything because it comes from a point of racism. Because critical race theory tells us this bullshit. This is the result of that nonsense. When you teach this stupidity, this is what you get. You get a white police officer who can't defend. And the woman he would have been defending is a minority. She's a black woman. This is societal decay. Okay. I'm going to show you another one here. And this has happened in broad daylight in New York City. Okay. This is the utopian left's vision for America. Okay? New York City is quickly becoming a wasteland, folks, when it comes to morality. Watch this. This is angering. And I'm going to analyze this because everything that the left loves is portrayed just in this short clip of the video. But I want you to see what happens here. And for the listener, I'm going to describe it. A woman walking down the street. Again, this is in broad daylight in front of some businesses. And you see a man walk up right behind her. Okay? There's a man. He looks like he's... I'm going to assume he's here illegally because he looks like he just crossed the border. He jumps her. And then he starts putting his hand down her pants. He assaults. Sexually assaults her. Now... I'm going to pause this video here because if you look at this video, this is everything. This is everything that is wrong with liberalism.
This is NYP in New York City.
Yep, New York City. Brooklyn. What you see here is graffiti on the walls, dirt, trash on the streets, but you have electric bikes here. For the citizens.
A lot of them, too.
A lot of them.
Which uses a lot of electricity.
Yeah. I'm not worried about any of that. I'm worried about the asshole that raping this woman on the street in the middle of the day.
I'm trying to show you the contrast of the liberalism utopia here. They've created a dangerous world for women.
Yeah.
For citizens.
I'm going to say something.
While this shit it happens in this city, in this once great city. Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Part of me feels bad. But then the other side of me, you get what you vote for.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah,
I do not condone this. This is disgusting. But you know what? More of this shit needs to happen, and people are going to go, wait a minute. Maybe this is not the best idea.
No, they're not. They're not going to. They're going to be quiet. They're going to stand by and they're going to allow
obviously,
this and vote continually.
If
vote
you keep voting for this, this is only going to get worse. And people forget. People forget what happened last year, right before COVID in New York. Cuomo reduced sentences, said he was letting criminals out of jail. Remember, everybody gets to go to the Mets game for free. Remember that? They were giving out tickets to the Mets game last year before COVID hit. Uh-huh. Then they ended the cash bail program, right? So now basically, you let the criminals on the street and you say, yeah, we need it because it's wrong, because they got put away for weed charges and everything. This is the byproduct of it that nobody's talking about. So now what does Cuomo do? Because it's really out of control. This is another way they're creating this liberal society, this utopian society of taking everything away and giving it to big government. Now it's a state of emergency on gun violence. So he passes a emergency law that says, oh,
Cuomo.
Yeah, people can sue the gun manufacturers now for gun violence.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's not going to hold up.
Okay, then let me sue the car companies for every time somebody gets into a DUI. Let me sue Budweiser for every time somebody gets a DUI and kills somebody.
Or how about this? Let me sue the mayor every time somebody gets raped in your goddamn city. Okay, we can play this out. Okay, if you're making it dangerous in a city, and to me that you have way more credibility when you do that. Right? There's more ways to prove that the mayor's negligence and willful negligence to enforce the laws are creating a bad place for women. So congratulations, New York City, you got them played yourself. They did. They're stupid. God damn, I hate liberals. I hate liberals for what they're doing to this society, man. I swear. I'm going to show you one more.
Hold on. Stop calling them liberals. They're fucking communists. I'm done with this progressiveness and the social democrat. No, they're fucking communists. Call them a fucking commie. They want to say Nazi and fascist. You're a fucking communist. You're a fucking communist. And that's exactly what you want. You want government to fucking do everything. Take every fucking right away. Fucking the government is your fucking... This is why everybody's getting red-pilled right now that was super against all this shit last year. Yep. They're going, oh, wait a minute. They're coming for me next because I can't say a joke now. Mm-hmm. My livelihood is being impacted because all these motherfuckers want to cancel everybody and fucking blow up buildings and fucking burn shit down because, oh, I can't take a joke. Yeah, because a comedian can't make fun of fucking the LGBTQ community no more. They can't make fun of, you know, other ethnic groups because, you know, everybody likes making fun of Chinese people. You know, those jokes always go over really well. You can't do that. No, everybody laughs. Everybody fucking laughs at those jokes, even the fucking people in the front row when they make fun of them. You know, comedians can't. Their gesturing is done because everything they say is anti-political. You can't make fun of Biden. Oh, God forbid you make fun of that. You can't make fun of fucking Antifa and that white rage. Nope, can't make fun of that. Can't make fun of nothing because you get canceled. And there goes my livelihood. So they're starting to feel the effects of you. But you know what? Fuck you too, because you deserve it. You deserve to be fucking canceled because the only reason why you give a shit because now it's going to hit your pockets. That's the only reason why.
Yeah.
And I think
still vote and support the same bullshit.
And I have a ton of these videos, folks. A ton of these videos of cities just in chaos. But the media is not going to show you. You know why they're not going to show you? Because it's not a white police officer shooting a black person. It's not. And so it doesn't make the news. That doesn't make the national news. Here's one more video, guys. I'm going to show you here. And these are a lot of cops here. This is in, I believe this is L.A. somewhere. And you have... They're saying this to a Hispanic police officer.
Fuck you, nigga! Fuck you, nigga! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you, nigga! Fuck you! Fuck
you! Look at this. But January 6th, folks. But January 6th. That is the biggest threat to our society today. This is why I'm done playing the whole fucking I'm not playing this. I'm not going to say, oh, well, we need to be. Fuck you. No.
Yeah.
I'm done because we say, oh, well, you know what? Yeah. No. Report this goddamn shit or I'm not going to give you any room to say, well, we need to be. No, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm done.
The sunrise.
Because
dude,
this
the
shit,
sunrise
this,
movement.
Yeah, this is wrong. This is wrong. And yeah. Again, cities burned all last year, folks. And the media said mostly peaceful. Okay. Fuck you. Okay. Now, the left would have you believe that their, you know, fight is for justice and equal rights when you know, when they make excuses for this goddamn bullshit. But the Pride Parade, there was a Pride Parade at the tail end, no pun intended, of Pride Month.
Bella got reported.
Why?
Our Bella got reported, y'all. Because she put a post up against some LGBTQ puke that was like, I earned my flag. You better respect my flag. God. And that I earned it and I deserve it. And she took the post of that woman carrying on about her rainbow flag.
Yeah.
And she created a duet or whatever. And she said, no, Noah. God gave Noah that rainbow flag.
It's true.
God gave us the people the rainbow. It was his promise to Noah, his promise to us, educating where
She's
the rainbow
religious?
Actually came from. And she got reported and they took it down. So she reposted it.
9 years old. 10 years
11
old.
Years old. Oh. So she reposted it and she said somebody felt like this wasn't appropriate. And as an 11-year-old, apparently people need to be better educated. So let me repost it.
Good.
So she reposted it again. She's like fighting back.
Yeah. People need
yeah,
to
Bella's
fight back.
Very...
Look, I'm
an 11-year-old fighting back.
We're gonna elaborate on that. What you were talking about, Heidi, on the whole, how that has been perverted and how the media is normalizing this deviancy. It is, dude. So to me, the Pride Parade, as Tim says, you know, let's not call it liberalism. Let's not call it whatever. Let's call it what it is. This is fucking communism. And the Pride Parade to me revealed that this whole thing is the socialist left's attempt to take over America. Okay. I want to show you this video again at the tail end of Pride Month. This happens. And for the listener, I'm going to describe this for you. Fucking chaos. And the things that they're protesting has nothing to do with Pride. Right? Pride is about your sexual orientation and that you're, you know, whatever. But listen to what they are chanting about. And you tell me, what the fuck does that have anything to do with Pride? Watch this video.
That naked person?
Almost. It's a police officer. It's a police car. And there's somebody who's almost naked on top of the car, dancing on top of the police car. And you're going to see the sign that person has. I can't make this bigger. All right, here we go. Spreading his legs and has Mary Magdalene. Okay? This is a slap in the face of, again, this is deviant culture. They are angry at anybody who's religious. All right, it's going to keep playing. Keep watching.
Right there. Queer Liberation March.
Yeah.
With no queers.
Right. So what they were chanting was fuck ICE. Okay?
Yeah.
An immigration issue.
Wait, what?
Being mixed with Pride. Exactly.
I don't understand.
Dude, it's all the same. So again,
yeah,
they're all the same organizations. That's okay. Why they haven't fucking beat the shit out of me.
They forgot what rally they were at.
They literally just put on something
it
new
gets
every day.
Better.
They put
it gets
they
better. Again, this should show you how Tim says it's all the same goddamn thing. It's fucking communism. It's socialism. When you put on that, you know, the Pride flag and you're like, yeah, I'm all about the movement. Folks, you are supporting a movement being used to advance leftist ideas. Okay? I'm going to keep playing this because it just gets better. I don't know what the fuck this thing is. A guy with breast implants, barely hiding his nipples. Fucking fat ass fuck yelling abolish ICE.
Well, on this level.
By the way,
let me
cut you off, Tim. By the way, there were children here at this parade, folks. There were children, parents taking their kids to watch this disgusting shit. It's disgusting.
Well, they're horrible parents too.
So again, something that didn't make the fucking national news because apparently it's okay. The San Francisco Gay Choir came out with a video that basically was what the song they were singing. We're coming for your kids. We're coming for your kids. And they were singing it as a choir, basically saying, we're coming for your children.
Yeah, exactly.
We're taking your children.
Yeah, you believe. Hmm. They were mocking based essentially religion. Now, look, as the parade did, as Tim, what Tim says did,
they go
around mocking religion. But God forbid the religious ever even try to speak any word of displeasure to this filth. Okay. What is frustrating is that you saw the policeman there at the beginning, the attitude of indifference towards the disrespect that they're displaying to the police officer. But if this was a MAGA person wearing a red hat and refusing to wear a mask, oh, they would be tackled. And that, you know what I mean? Like, oh, this is the face of the new white supremacist. We're in the upside down bizarro world right now, folks. I don't know how to describe this shit.
Why? Wait.
Like what Twilight you're seeing, Zone.
Yeah.
When they, this is why I left, because every fucking thing that these cock sucking communists fucking spew, let's say conservatives do, conservatives go to work.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting there protesting every day. When you want to talk about white rage, majority of those people, all white, screaming, fucking throwing temper tantrums. That's white rage. That is white rage. That is exactly the definition. When Miley fucking Cyrus over there, fucking General Miley Cyrus, that fucking communist cocksucker, fucking goes, we need to understand white rage. There it is.
Yeah.
When you jump on a cop car, fucking jump it up and down, abolish ICE. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Because you know what? Two videos before is what happens when you abolish ICE and you got most likely an illegal
rapist.
Immigrant fucking jumping on somebody's fucking back and fucking finger banging her right there, broad daylight. And everybody just goes, I can't do nothing because if I do, I'm a fucking racist to help a fucking girl getting raped.
Yeah.
Nah.
Because what's happened is that these people are being searched for in their country and they're like, well, I'm just going to flee to America where I can start a new life. And guess what? If we're not vetting the people who are coming in, this is what you're going to get more of. Now, I want to show you this video that the NFL released. Again, going along the lines of the decay of our society, the moral decay of the society, the NFL released an ad in support of the Alphabet folks. And this ad was published on Facebook. And of course, you know, the backlash, you know, Facebook, as much as they try to censor, people are still able to a certain extent, voice their opinion, you know, and I know this because of freaking everything that Biden posts on Facebook, it just gets thumbed down all over the place. This guy is so fucking unpopular. But I'm going to show you this video. Again, this is an NFL ad, okay, at the tail end of the, oh, wait, you guys, what? Oh, okay, it's already done. Yeah, I'm retarded. Okay, here we go.
Football is
gay.
Is lesbian, is beautiful.
I think they could have just ended it right there at the beginning. that first clip. But okay, anyways, I'm
football
gonna keep
is culture. Football is becoming.
Football is communism.
Football is everything for everyone.
So if you look at this video, look at the likes versus the dislikes.
What is the Trevor Project?
It's another communist fucking thing that
okay,
we spend money
so
on.
Why is the NFL?
Because they're all in bed with communists because they want Chinese money.
So
have you not? So look, I know everybody thinks I'm fucking crazy when I say this, but to make more money, because the American market is saturated, the next biggest market that everybody wants to get into is China. But the way China does business, they basically say you need to hand over all the data. You can't have, you know, Google was censored forever in China because they were like, oh, we're not going to stop it. But then the minute Google goes in, people are like, wait a minute, they're censoring shit on Google. Oh, yeah, because they're playing by the Chinese rules. You have to accept the Chinese way if you want the Chinese money. And all these corporations, to please their shareholders, to fucking all-time highs, why our 401ks are good, is because they're in bed with the Chinese. They own them. This is why every faction of fucking life is manipulated by the Chinese. As much as you want to say no, it 100% is. Look at fucking Raytheon. They got caught doing fucking CRT training. That meme last year with the fucking LGBTQ bomb is a reality now. These are the people making bombs to kill people, and they're worried about fucking, hey, you need to be nice to people, and we got to have equity, but we're going to make these bombs and go fucking drop them on people. You're in the business of killing people. That is beyond equity. You're a fucking, you're creating weapons that kill people.
So, sorry. You know, along the lines, I feel a majority of Americans don't agree with this. And like you, Heidi was saying prior to the show that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the majority of Americans don't agree with the nonsense that is being, the narrative that is being.
They're just not speaking up.
But they're not speaking up now.
They were okay with it all the way through until they realized, wait a minute, you're trying to indoctrinate my kid. You went too far and you went after the kids. And now that's the only reason why they're stepping up.
They're still sitting back.
So what I want to point out is this, along this commercial, and the NFL published this on their Facebook page, and the negative comments on it were so much in the thousands versus the positive comments, you know, for the ad, that Facebook got caught suppressing us. And I saw this all over TikTok, people saying, why is Facebook doing this? And what people would do is they would scroll through the comments, and the positive comments had like, you know, 200, 300 likes or whatever. And then you keep scrolling, and then the comments that said, what is this nonsense? Please just play the sport. Stop. You know, those had like 5,000, 6,000 likes, you know what I mean? Like it vastly outnumbering the likes. And so, you know, people were calling out Facebook and said, you know, why do you feel like you need to prop up the positive likes when it's people obviously don't like this? But in my opinion, Facebook and the social media giants, they don't care that their ideas are unpopular, because in the name of, you know, social justice, they're going to, you know, bring out the smoke and mirrors to deceive the American population. You know, they always justify their bending of their own rules in pursuit of rectifying the sins of the past. That's why every time they try to push, you know, a narrative, the social media will go and censor conservatives or any dissenter that challenges the narrative. But as Heidi says, we have to eventually make draw a line in the sand and said, we have to fight back. This is crazy. Okay. Tim just sent me this. And so I'm going to play this, and I think it goes along the same lines of societal decay, and we'll continue. So let me see here. I'm going to play this for you, Tim. You've seen it, so I'll let you.
Married.
So this goes in the lines of kids being indoctrinated to hate this country. Okay. What you're seeing here is mom and kid on the street riding bikes. Kid sees the flag, kicks, you know, stake in the ground. He gets upset because he kicked it. And then he went back because it didn't fall down. He literally picks up the flag and spikes it on the ground like he's throwing a temper tantrum.
And why doesn't the mother?
Because she taught him that this country's bad. This is communism. This is a communist fucking family in the middle of the burbs that hate this fucking country because they said that this fucking flag is bad.
Right.
So when you say this flag is bad, and I'm not the most patriotic because this country is definitely fucked up in a lot of ways, but it's still better than most. But we evolve. We get better. Okay? So to sit there and say, oh, something that happened 400 years, we got to change everything. If it was still happening today, I could see that being a problem, but it's not.
Well,
this is getting out of control, guys.
I think the best answer to that, you know, I've heard Prager say this many times, you know, when you compare America to perfection, of course, America is not, you know, it's not a perfect country, but it stands head and shoulders above the rest. It just does. And it doesn't
want to come here for reasons.
Now, there was a great response to this idea, and it was by a Tucson Democrat legislator by the name of Daniel Hernandez in Arizona, was defending communism, and a Vietnamese Republican, Quan Nguyen, gave a perfect rebuttal, and it was brutal to watch it because, again, a somebody who grew up in a first world country, you know, defending communism, and somebody who lived through communism, gives him a response. Now, I'm going to let you watch this.
I just got irritated, so I came over here and pressed the white button. Is it okay if I say white button?
Exactly.
You know, I just recently heard somebody said that white nationalism, or actually, communism is not the enemy, but white nationalism. So let me tell you something about white nationalism. White nationalism didn't drown 250,000 Vietnamese in the South China Sea. The communists did. White nationalism did not execute 86,000 South Vietnamese at the fall of Saigon. Communists did. White nationalism did not put me here. Communism did. So don't take it lightly. Don't mock me. Don't mock what I go through in life. It's rough. I lost most of my cousins, my family members, due to communism. If we don't stand up to teach communism to our children, we'll lose this country. So, sir, don't mock me. I'm pissed.
I love it. Every American should be. And I think people who come from other countries, especially countries that are that have flirted with or implemented some form of socialism, whether it's communism or whatever, they all have the same mentality that America, what are you doing? Why are you even considering this? And to the video that Tim sends, you know, there's a child who doesn't respect the flag, meaning the person doesn't respect the country that has been given to them. That child is being influenced by his mother, and that child is being influenced by the media, by people in power. This whole week, the Olympics, you know, there was how many black players turned their back towards the American flag, towards the national anthem. They kneel because they're angry at whatever bullshit. Now, this gentleman says, I love that. We're angry. Never in the history of mankind have people who have had it so easy been so ungrateful and fucking miserable. Ingratitude, in my opinion, is one of the worst traits in a human being. It is. Because when you're ungrateful, you don't realize, you don't have perspective on how good you goddamn have it. And I think it's found fertile ground in this new age of fucking narcissism. We live in the age of narcissism, folks, and I see it on TikTok every day. And narcissism is in fact encouraged and praised by a lot of people during COVID, right? I told you guys, and I don't think I've shared this on the podcast, but during COVID, it was rough out here, man. I'm telling you, like, I was fucking going crazy. But I had a moment of reflection, and I had to acknowledge how easy I fucking had it compared to many in the world, dude. And to me, that quickly cured my fucking wallowing in self-pity, right? Because that's what the fuck it was. And I'm like, you know what? You got it good. You got a great job. You got your own place. You got your food. You're fucking fat ass. You got it good. Shut the fuck up. I'm serious, man. Look, but imagine if somebody had come up.
Fat ass.
But imagine if somebody had come and said, oh yeah, you know what I mean? But this was a society. This is what we're doing to the future generations. We're coddling fucking future generations, you know,
pussification of America.
But to me, it's not even merely discipline, right? Because some kids lack discipline. How about just allowing a kid to learn how to fucking cope with their own fucking feelings? We have to fucking rescue it. Oh, no, no. You know what I mean? Like, look, I want to share a story. And I learned this quickly. You know, I'm the youngest of 10. And so mom couldn't tailor her needs to one kid, right? There were 10 kids that needed to be taken care of. And I remember one day, this was very young, but I remember this vividly because I was so angry at my mom. And I remember, I think I hurt my eye or I ran into something and I freaking fell on my ass and I started crying. And mom didn't come. She didn't come running. And normally she would come running. She didn't come running. And I knew she was there. She was in the other room. She didn't come running. she let me sit there and cry and cry and cry. And finally, I was like, what the hell is going on? Is somebody is somebody going to come over here and cover me? What the fuck is going on? Now, okay, so, and I think, you know, when I, reflecting back on it, I think this was a way for my mom, you know, realizing that, hey, I had to reach a point where I had to fucking be able to know how to comfort myself and be able to get over that and learn from this, right? Because, you know, being the youngest, you know, she had done that, right? Coddled and stuff like that, and realized she can't continue doing this, right? It's not good. It's not healthy. All right. So I also have another story, and I've shared this with you guys, but I don't think I've shared it on the podcast.
Were you like were you like 25 when that happened?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? It's 3 years ago. No, but
he was still breastfeeding. He was 27.
I mean, he's the height of a baby.
Exactly.
Oh, ow. Saul, we love you. I love you. I don't know why these two are picking on you.
Tim acts like he's 7 feet tall. Get the fuck out of here. All right, so hold on. I do have a. I have another story.
Oh wait, another story. Yes.
All right. So, I have a story when I was dating this girl and she had a daughter and it goes down.
What
to
was
this,
his name?
It goes down to this whole, you know, coddling and not letting kids learn how to cope with their own feelings. So I remember, you know, because I took a hands-off approach initially in the relationship. I was like, you know what? This is your daughter. I'm not gonna, you know. And there was one day where she, you know, she looked at me and she's like, I need your help, you know, because the little girl was throwing this huge old tantrum and she didn't know how to, you know, how to fix this, you know, because it was becoming a problem. And I remember when she asked me, she said, I need your help. And I'm like, look, here's the deal. You can ask for my help. Do not intervene. I'm not going to hit her. I'm not going to, you know, do anything like that. But the methods are a little bit, you know what I mean? Like it's not conventional in the sense what people are used to doing, you know, oh, feelings, how your kid, you know. And I remember what happened was the kid, she didn't want to turn off the TV and she didn't want to put her toys away. She didn't want to go take a nap. She was throwing this big old fit. And I went and sat down. I changed the channel, put whatever news that I wanted to watch. And the little girl started screaming. She was like, ah, and throwing a fit. And the mom was watching from the kitchen. And and this went on for like a freaking 45 minutes of this little girl crying and yelling. And even to the point where she started yelling, I'm going to go pee pee. And the mom comes out and she's like, she looks at me, she's like, if she pees, and I look at her and I'm like, if she pees, I will clean it up. And she was like, she was pulling all the stops, man. I'm telling you, she was like, I'm going to go poo poo. She's yelling. And I'm like, okay. And I say, well, you're going to go right there because you're not going to go anywhere until you turn off the TV, put away your toys and get ready for a nap. Again, 45 minutes of this shit, dude, like freaking yelling, screaming, throwing a big old tantrum. And she got tired. Because all I was doing was just holding her back, holding her down and saying, this is what you got to do. And there was at one point, the mom, when the little girl starts saying, I'm going to go poo-poo, the mom comes out and she comes in and the little girl runs to her and grabs onto her leg. And she's like, you know, save me from this man. And I look at her and I'm like, what did you say? You said you weren't going to intervene. And she's like, yep. And so she hands it over back to me. I sit her down again and I'm like, put your toys away, turn off the TV and get ready for a nap. Finally, after 45 minutes of this, the little girl finally is like, she just gets up, goes, turns off the TV, picks up her toys, and, you know, she goes to the bathroom. She's like, all right, go to the restroom. And she was in there like 2 seconds, comes back out. Okay, can you read me something for, you know, she wanted me to read her book so she can go to bed. And her mom, okay. I remember her mom's reaction. She looks at me, she's like, fuck, like, I thought she was going to hate you. And I'm like, why would she hate me? It wasn't like I hit her. I wasn't like mean. I was just telling her what I needed her
to
do.
You gave her boundaries. You gave her boundaries and you showed her in doing that.
Yeah.
No, he gave boundaries. And by doing that, he showed love.
Well, right. That's why I said
when you give boundaries, you show love every time.
I call that check.
And you know what? I compare that story to our society today, because right now there is a fight towards masculinity in our society. Femininity is being praised while men are being emasculated and society is being emasculated. Mm-hmm. And I think this is repercussions of that. Everything that we're witnessing right now, the tantrums from the left, it all derives from that. And, you know, I think we're missing something here because men, like you said, Heidi, you know, men aren't leaders. Okay. I know that in today's modern society, people don't like to think about that. Oh, because women can, we aren't biologically made that way. There are things, parts of our brain that are just not that way. Women are attracted to leaders. They are. It's just, this is just the natural way of things. But we're saying, oh, we know better. We are rejecting the wisdom of the past because modern society has said we know goddamn better. But here we are feeling the repercussions of all that fucking nonsense. We became obsessed with feelings as a society, and we created unhinged monsters and who never learned to cope, dude. This is what we're seeing today. You know, because you got fucking third place in the Olympics. Now, oh, fuck, I'm going to turn my back towards the American flag. It's a fucking tantrum, you know, but they want to make it about, oh, injustice. Grow the fuck up. I want to show you. Yeah, go ahead, Tim. Yep.
So when you talk about the tantrums, right? Again, the white rage, the temper tantrums. I on our Facebook page, go to, you know, the Salty Show on Instagram. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go look up the Salty Show and you can see some of the content we put up there for videos. I put a video up of this older woman, middle-aged suburban mom on 4th of July, comes out of her house. Because, you know, what does everybody do on 4th of July? The neighborhood usually gets together and set up fireworks. She comes out in her PJs. This is a grown ass woman.
Want me to show you the video? I'm gonna post it. I have it from TikTok because it's a little bit more clear from the TikTok. Okay. So let me show you this one because this was the original.
You gotta play. Yeah, this is you gotta watch this. She literally has a meltdown. But this is literally liberal white rage. This is what they all do. Look at her. Just her face.
What?
But anyway, she's literally screaming, having a temper tantrum. I live here. And she's at the end of the video. She's holding onto her mailbox, crying. I live here. Stop it. Stop it. But that, like, that voice is exactly how she sounds.
Yeah.
When you hear.
I do have a question for you guys. Okay. So when you look at the comments here, they're kind of a little bit, you know, half and half. You know, some say, is this freaking narcissism or is this a lack of empathy from the neighbors? What is your guys' reaction when you see? Now, you guys can't hear.
She's mentally unhinged.
Yeah, I agree with you.
She's got mental problems.
I think she's got mental problems.
Well, no.
She needs to start a shock.
Well, she's a fucking communist, so they all have mental problems. But my thing is, it all depends on the time. If that's 8 o'clock at night when you're in your noise ordinance, you know, where, like, when you're allowed to have the noise. Dude, it's 4th of July. That's what I'm doing. Right. If it was midnight, 1 o'clock, okay. I could see you being upset about it, right?
Yeah, but call the police.
Right. That's when you call the police. When you're throwing temper tantrums like that, it looks like it's 8 o'clock at night, maybe 9. Where is that's when you shoot fireworks.
So, this is not verified, but I saw people comment on here that either her or her husband are ex-military and they suffer from PTSD. And
that's what it looks like to me.
And that they had communicated to their neighbors this, and so they didn't want their neighbors to do this. Now,
No.
So I want to share my opinion because even if we take that at face value and say, for example, that's true, I believe that like the military, like any other profession or work, a line of work, is made up of all different kinds of people. So while I can see how fireworks could trigger some reaction like this from somebody who's served in the military, and if we approach it from a common sense perspective, but I think, you know, people need to understand that the world does not revolve around what you went through.
Yeah. That's okay. The problem, right? These people are using PTSD in the military as an excuse for their neighbors, which is bullshit. And I'll explain why. If you are a veteran and you have PTSD issues, there are so many programs and ways to prevent having an impact on days like 4th of July, New Year's Eve, Memorial Day. Like it is well known and well established that there are methods that you can take. These are not middle of the week days. This is not, I don't know. This isn't March 1st on a random day where neighbors are being assholes lighting off fireworks. That's not the case. This is a an established date since 1776, or, you know, it's not random, you know, and I know plenty of military people with PTSD that know this day is coming and they do things. They have the sound canceling headphones.
Yeah.
They hook it to their TVs. And guess what, you fucking morons? The VA will give them to you for free if you are a VA benefits and you are one of these PTSD families. So don't, they're using that as an excuse to be entitled for something. And
I think it goes
bullshit.
Back to the video that Tim was showing us, that there's people who really don't like this country, and any celebration towards this country, they don't want it. So to your point, Heidi, you know, what I would ask is, okay, why isn't she prepared? She had 364 days in the year to prepare for this.
She's had 53 years. She's had her entire life to prepare for this. It's not a fucking surprise. We've been celebrating 4th of July since before she was born.
Right.
She's got problems and she needs to work on it. Yeah. And you can't come out of your house screaming at people, having fun, having a good time, and make them stop because you don't like it. That's tough shit.
So everything in this country is about catering. Okay. You go on an airplane. One person has peanut allergies. The whole plane has to suffer and not eat peanuts because of one person.
Yep.
Okay. But how the fuck does one person ruin it all? Then, look, you know you're getting on a plane.
Yeah.
Suck it up, buttercup. Take your allergy meds. Or don't get on a plane and drive.
Emotional
support.
Stop
inconveniencing me.
Exactly.
Because you have an issue.
Yeah, I like my Southwest peanuts.
I have empathy. I feel for you. But you know what? My empathy goes only as far as until where I have to accept everybody's fucking thing. But if I say, well, I think it's wrong. Whoa, you're a piece of shit. Wait a minute.
Here's one. Smoking. We were smokers, right? Wait a minute. We had to squash our habits for our health, right? Our choices, but for the majority. Wait. But how is that? How come that isn't working everywhere?
So which makes sense.
Direction?
If majority of people don't like something, like smoke, okay, I shouldn't be able to. I'm not going to smoke around you because
Somebody shouldn't be telling you that. You should have the respect.
Common sense, but most people don't have
common
sense.
One of the top comments on this.
We're the opposite now.
Yeah. One of the top comments on the was the world doesn't end where your feelings begin. So it you know, a lot of people were calling it a temper tantrum. And look, to me, she's not the center of attention. Imagine being a neighbor. Oh God, having that as a neighbor. There are some things, in my opinion, that are more important than feelings. Okay, celebrating and allowing others to celebrate a day that commemorates the birth of this country is far more important than. I'm sorry to say this, but then you're PTSD and you need to prepare instead of being a fucking Jesus Christ. I don't know what that was. Now, I believe, as we've said over and over again, that liberals don't like celebrating the 4th of July. And I think they use this as an excuse, like Heidi says, right, in order to suppress the celebration. Just like with COVID, in the name of health, they locked everybody up. This is how leftists work, dude. Leftists are devoid of fun. We see this in every freaking leftist society. In every utopia, they get rid of fun. Oh, stop. Bullshit. It's a lie. Yeah.
And you know what's funny? You know, you bring up COVID and, you know, the spokesperson for fucking women's health over here, fucking overweight, obese, whatever you want to call her, fucking got cankles. She's the one that says, in the name of health, you need to get the jab. No, how about in the name of health, you go fucking work out and stop eating and fucking being fat?
Boom.
How about that?
Yeah.
But you say that, you're fat shaming. They might have an issue where they can work out. Anybody can fucking, most people can walk around the fucking block or ride a goddamn bike.
Probably do something about that tire there. No, I'm kidding.
I'm just fat shaming people. I'm kidding. I got a little hernia. It bothers the shit out of me.
Wow, look.
Bothers the shit out of me because I know I work out all the time, but I'm like, I don't even like
to. Here's the deal. You don't need to work out to lose weight.
You can eat right.
When you eat right, you lose weight. Yeah. I've done it. I've lost 40 pounds by just not, I never stopped going to the gym and just ate right. And I lost 40 pounds.
I'm 18 pounds down because of eating.
Right. But you see what I'm saying? Nobody.
But for those people who are like, well, I weigh too much. I can't go to the gym and walk on stuff. Well, guess what? You don't have to. You have to stop shoving those goddamn Twinkies in your mouth. That's what you need to stop doing.
And Jeremy likes sweets, so and I do. He loves his cake.
I remember that. He used to always go, and then he'd always get the cookies right, and ice cream.
But the people that tell you in the name of health look like the most unhealthiest people when they have an arm that looks like five biceps because it's so fucking fat and gelatin and everything, and it's disgusting.
Can we not talk about this, please?
No, but they're the same ones that they put a tattoo. Uh-oh. They put the tattoo on them, and they're like, yeah, in the name of COVID, get my jab. It's like, bitch, you got 35 chins. Like, you should not be getting the jab.
All right, I'm gonna say this, and it's going to be a little bit monologue, but it needs to be said because, and I'm going to be a little bit unfiltered, and it might come out harsh, but it needs to be said because history is not going to be kind to us if we squander what we've been gifted, folks, because America is a beautiful gift. You know, it was handed down to us by the sacrifices of great men and women who came before us. And July 4th is that day that we, you know, that we celebrate that. And, you know, I'm sorry for people who suffer from PTSD, but we need to celebrate that as a country. We need to remember because we are our memories. And but the way that the direction the country is going, I think a fight is coming to America, despite, you know, what's happened up to this point. The war, in my opinion, has not officially begun. It's only just rumors of war. Right now, we have had relative peace, right? Because I think conservatives up to this point, we are clinging to a sliver of hope that things are going to get better, you know, or they're going to work themselves out. But I think that if this heats up, I think we're going to know it and we're going to see it. Right now, it might be a powder keg ready for ignition because interesting facts about the Revolutionary War. Only 3% of the population fought in the Revolutionary War. Let me repeat that again. Only 3% of the American population fought in the Revolutionary War. And the question before us today is, will we have the courage of the 3%? That's all that's required, folks, to preserve our freedoms. And I say this quote all the time, and it's the dark night. I love it. The night is darkest right before the dawn. And I think we have not yet experienced real darkness. And when it gets here, this is where I think you're going to see the wheat separated from the chaff. I'm talking about the Romneys, the Cheneys of the Republican Party are going to have to step out. This is escalating. The writing is on the wall. The evidence of this bullshit, the fraud, the corruption, the censorship, the deep state involvement, I think is the beginning. And we're just starting to peel away at this fucking, it's revealing massive, widespread corruption. And I think it's getting to the point where we can't deny it. Like Tim says, there's a lot of people who are recently converted. They've been red-pilled because of what we're seeing, because of the censorship. But I think the left is not going to give up easily, folks. They're going to fight tooth and nail. They have our intelligence agencies.
They've been cheating in elections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have our intelligence agencies on a chokehold, and we can see it, and they have America up against the wall. And this is the message I'm going to say, get me an F-15 because we're about to fucking rendezvous this shit. Now, look.
So.
Yeah. Let me finish my thought, Tim, and then I'll
I thought you were done.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's my message. If you're not mad and ready to do something about it, right? In my opinion, you know better than the cowards in history who allowed the Nazis to take control. I'm sorry to say it. I know it sounds bad, but this is true. If you're not vocal, if you are that person who just stays quiet, because I think we're getting to that point where you have to speak up. We have to make our voices heard. We have to say these things because the narrative is, and what the social medias are trying to paint is that, you know, we are all inviting this shit, but it's not true. The vast majority of people reject this. And we need to rectify this shit right now. Fuck the mentality that, you know, oh, we're going to tailor to the fucking left's temper tantrum. I think we need to rescue America before it's too late. You know, we have a fucking senile man and a two-bit whore like Jeremy Calzer running the White House, folks. We didn't vote for that shit.
Yeah. One of the things that, we spent 4th of July at Heidi's aunt's house. And we actually, we bought fireworks and we were shooting off fireworks. We actually did it kind of early because Heidi had plans for the next day. So we actually left right around like 8:45, 9 o'clock. And as we're driving home, all you could see throughout the entire valley is fireworks going off.
Yeah, the sky was so beautiful.
So it's not just the sports arenas doing it. It's not just the cities doing it. It was people shooting them off in their backyard. Awesome. And those fireworks are illegal in Arizona. You really? Can't even still? Go to the corner and buy them. It's still, they are illegal.
Wow.
But yet, everywhere you look, everybody had them. And it was the, to Heidi's point, it was the great big middle finger to the government saying, screw you. We are going to celebrate this beautiful country, whether you like it or not. And you can take your socialism and shove it up your ass.
I mean, not everybody's shooting them off of the love of the country.
Well, sure, whatever. But the point is, this country was founded on rebellion. And when you rebel by shooting off the fireworks, you're making a statement. Yep. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about just real quick was when we were in Mexico, we went down to Rocky Point, and there's actually a Sam's Club at Rocky Point. And so we stopped there to grab a couple of bottles because you're not allowed to bring alcohol into Mexico. You have to buy it there. So we figured, well, we'll drive into town. We'll buy it, take it to our Airbnb that we had. And I have to admit, we walked into the Sam's Club. I've been into several Sam's Club in America, all right, Nevada, Arizona, all over the place, right? And when you walk in, the shelves are always full of everything. You walk in, you never have to worry about, do they have apples? Do they have oranges? Do they have, you know, vodka? Do they have chicken? Do they have cheese? It's always there. It's always there.
Makes sense.
When we were in the Sam's Club in Mexico, we walked in and there were complete sections where they had nothing. It was just empty.
Well, the tourists could have also on the
way
in.
Well, this was the weekend before 4th of July.
Right. But people go there for a week. You know, this. I'm just saying. I mean, it is eerie to see.
What do you attribute it to, Jeremy? What do you think is the reason for them?
The third world country, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
Just the idea that, you know, America is a land of plenty.
Abundance.
It's a land of abundance. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we got back and went into another Sam's Club. But we got back and like 2 days later, we were in a Sam's Club again.
And you're like, oh,
and I'm just like,
back in America.
There are zero empty spots on any of these shelves. It's like, we have everything.
Well, remember a couple of weeks ago, he played the video of the Cuban guy going into the supermarket, and he's just like crying. He's like, oh my God. Like, he's like, look at this. A fresh fruit. You know what I mean?
You know, they live in Phoenix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I follow them.
So to your point where, you know, the 3% need to do something, you know, Arizona started a trend. That trend was they started doing a forensic audit of the 2020 election. Not to say that results are going to get overturned. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is they are trying to restore election integrity and find where the discrepancies were. Things are coming out. They definitely found a lot of fraud. We'll see what comes out with the numbers. Nothing's been said, but they said it's significant. It's probably irrefutable that they're going to try to fucking overturn something.
Good. They should.
Georgia, the judge allowed Fulton County to be audited on the absentee ballots. So far, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, whatever the fuck.
MTG?
MGT. She has been tweeting out that they found enough just out of Fulton based on the law that was broken of being able to, you know, you can't vote if you move within 30 days at your current address in that precinct or whatever. It's something about your address. They said that so many people that registered as moving in the like 30 days of in between voting voted. And they said that alone is enough to where Biden lost Georgia.
Okay.
Cobb County, Georgia also came out and said, you know, it came out that there's all these freaking chain of custody missing, and they still can't find it. So that was in like over 100,000 or something like that. And then in Pennsylvania, because they created an elect, this was beautiful. They passed a bill, right? Went to the legislature, the Senate on election integrity, and of course, Republican legislature and a communist fucking governor gets to the governor. Obviously, he vetoes it within 48 hours. Oh, you vetoed the bill? Okay, forensic audit. So now Pennsylvania is going through a forensic audit. I believe your area, Nelson, I think in the Pittsburgh area, yep. they're looking at Pennsylvania.
Allegheny County, I think, is what it's called. Yeah.
And I think they're looking at in Philadelphia, that area where we all saw the fucking fraud first thing in the morning. So they're looking at that. Well, newsflash, guess who's getting on a plane and going to Philadelphia to have a press hearing about this? The president of the United States with Merrick Garland, AG, to stop the steal.
No.
The big lie is going to stop. Oh, no, stop no, no. It.
Don't
interview. They know what's coming.
They cheated, dude.
They know because if Arizona comes out and then Georgia comes out and Pennsylvania comes out, people are going to go, what the fuck? They lost it. They lost. No matter what, they will never be able to look at any citizen and try to say that I'm here for you when they know you fucking cheated. Because now you got a whole country, or you're going to have more than 51% that actually feel, and 30% of them were Democrat in that poll, that feel that the election was stolen. So this is going to be a shitstorm that they can't control.
This is going to be, it's going to turn into a war of attrition and see who fucking lasts the longest. I think, look, I we started off in the show, Trump, the stuff that he's doing, I think that's going to show some fruits. I think he's going to win some of those cases. He was asked if he was going to settle. He said, I'm not settling here. This is not for
this
a settlement.
War.
This, yeah. And I love that answer. Again, this is a class action lawsuit. He's representing a lot of people. It's not just him. And so I think, it's going to hurt him. Now, you got to remember, because Florida did something that is allowing Trump to be able to do this, to be able to sue these companies that are doing that shit. But I think he's using some of that. He's got a good pack of lawyers who are ready to who pounce on this shit.
So to that point, federal judge
we got to close it out, dude. We got to close it out. It's too, I can't. And like we do on every episode, we're gonna leave it on a happy note. I have a few of these. Okay, so Patriot question mark. All
right. Patriot question mark.
Look at this guy. All right, so I got to translate this for you guys. Okay. All right, so this is obviously a fresh out of the border guy. He's dressed in all red,
what
white, and blue.
Was he like 16, 17 years old?
He's a kid.
He's a kid, right?
This was for the 4th of July.
He's wearing red, white, and blue striped swim trunks, looks like, and a red shirt.
Decked out in American gear.
Yeah.
All right. Decked out in America gear. He's holding an American flag.
I'm going to translate this for you because this is freaking funny. So.
Ah, cabrón.
He's like, oh, shit.
Hey, wait.
Hey. Hey, man.
¿Qué haces?
What are you doing? He's like, I got the flag. It's Independence Day. Oh, really? 4th of July.
No mames, pero ¿por qué celebras si ni papeles tienes?
Look out of here. You don't even have papers. He's like, let me live. He says, you celebrate Father's Day and those aren't even your kids. He's like, I agree.
Hey, coño.
Goya. He's like, you celebrate Father's Day. This one was actually funny. All right. This is my last one. Finally. All right. Here we go. So this girl.
You don't remember? We met this guy back earlier in the year at a party.
Cool. She pranks this guy, telling him she's a father. He's a father.
Here at a party.
Cool. I mean, I was probably a little wasted. I don't know. Maybe you're thinking the wrong person.
No.
Maybe you don't know what
I do. I remember when you met her.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I was with you.
I'm pretty sure I would remember you.
Cool. Are you pregnant?
7 months ago, around.
It's heavy, dude.
You're a dad? No, this is totally not happening.
You can see the ultrasound.
I kind of remember that party, dude.
Are you joking? Test proves that I'm your father.
A test? Yeah. I
mean, yeah, or not, it's fine. We don't have to, like, exchange information. Look at his friend. That's
so fucked. He's just like,
hey, you know what? Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, somebody needs to play that prank on Tim.
No, I had it happen in real life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. That's right. I remember that story. Oh, no.
That's very insensitive of you, Saul, to, sorry, to bring us up.
It's not funny. Oh, all it's right, hilarious. Folks. Don't get me wrong. As long as it's not me, I don't give a fuck.
We'll leave it there. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See ya.
Fuck yourself. What?
Oh, wow.
What the heck?
Oh my God, he's got problems.